As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
It is surveillance, single best idea, and the best idea today was to get to the March 20th Fed meeting. Of course, with the jobs report, we've got that on Friday. A lot of economic data this week, but clearly jobs report front and center. What's interesting here in the last number of weeks, with this boom in equities, what a moonshot on NVIDIA today as well to open up trading. And the basic idea is, well, the Fed talk, the parlor talk, that's moved aside as we've all been shocked by the success in American equities, the success in American technology. We focus back on the Fed today, and I want you to listen to this. This is from Nora Rubini, professor emeritus at NYU. And what's so important here is this was the most optimistic Nora Rubini, Damian Sassauer, and I've heard in ages.
And I would say that paradoxically, the biggest risk today to the market is actually is a case of no landing, where growth could continue to be above potential. And why is it going to be negative for the markets? Because if growth remains above potential, the Fed is not going to cut rates starting middle of the year. It's not going to cut rates three times this year. They could cut only two, one, maybe even zero. And I would say paradoxically, the best news for the economy may be the worst news for the market. So we've gone from hard landing to bumpy to soft to maybe no landing.
Nora Rubini, Mega Threats, this is wonderful and readable book. What I comment on here, folks, is simple. The one single word is ambiguity. And that if you get resilient rates, it can cut both ways. I guess if rates go up, that's bad for all of us because things are more expensive. The nominal rate's higher. Supposedly, the inflation-adjusted rate is higher. But also, maybe rates go up because the economy is better than expected. And the key word is ambiguity. I can't say enough about that. I would pull that all the way back to, in the media, macroeconomic blah, 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 which typically is not founded on microeconomic foundations, or just simply, have you done your microeconomics to enrich your study of the bigger picture? Trust me, somebody like Nora Rubini has done that. So the number one thing I would say in this study is ambiguity is absolutely front and center. Now I want to bring that over to one of our other guests today, Jim Bianco's in Chicago, hugely read, particularly out on social media, real LinkedIn presence as well. And Jim Bianco is holistically bringing in what I talk about, economics, finance, investment, and international relations. And what's so important about Mr. Bianco's work is when he makes a statement, he monitors it and stays with it until the facts change and then Jim Bianco changes. 9 months ago, a year ago, Jim Bianco said, you know, the disinflationary tendency out there may not happen. And he was one of the first people to call for higher resilient rates or even that they would move higher from the trend at the time that was down. A lot of people have joined Jim Bianco with that now. And that goes back to the ambiguity and what Dr. Rubini talked about, which is the idea if we get a Jim Bianco resilient rate, what does that mean for our real GDP? And if you add on inflation, what does that mean for our top line nominal GDP, our animal spirits? Here's Jim Bianco.
Yeah, it's on my headstone right now because I've got 3% on inflation, 2.5% on nominal GDP.
Yeah. So yeah, 2.5%.
2.5% on growth, real growth, 3% on inflation, 5.5% on nominal GDP. And ultimately, I think that that's where interest rates are going to go, is to 5.5%. What's on my headstone that everybody's freaking out that the rates could go that high, I think right. They can, and they won't break anything if they get that high. That's the part that everybody seems to miss about that call.
Jim Bianco there, talking with us earlier today, really spirited conversation. Of course, all of that's out on Apple CarPlay on YouTube. Thrilled with the result. This is a big experiment. I mean, a fossil like me, I mean, I remember when the world stopped for Gunsmoke, you know, on Thursday night. Forget about that. YouTube's the modern thing. We're going there out on Bloomberg Podcasts. And with Jim Bianco there, and he's been right, rates are resilient, rates are higher. The 10-year inflation-adjusted yield is a measurement I use, 1.88%. If we have a higher, more resilient economy and more resilient rates, isn't that good? And that's the arch social question, tying in what Dr. Rubini's talking about with new optimism and what Jim Bianco's talking about. And again, as Paul Sweeney has said, you have to go back to, say, the senator from Massachusetts, Senator Warren, who's saying, wait a minute, a better economy, forming jobs is bad? And that's the arch conundrum that we face. There's no question about this. We are thrilled with this new effort. It is surveillance, single best idea. That's, you know, the sell side. Buy, hold, sell. Quick. Dana Telsey, what's your single best idea? Okay, that's where it comes from. But for us, it's the enriched ideas of all of our guests here across economics, finance, investment, and international relations. Don't forget, live, 7 to 10 a.m., Bloomberg Surveillance, Tom Keene and Paul Sweeney. And we're out to you on Apple CarPlay, the Bloomberg Business app. It's free. And this thing, YouTube, go to Bloomberg Podcast. You go into YouTube. Instead of searching for Taylor Swift, you search for Bloomberg Podcasts, and we come up there with a big white screen surveillance, and that's how you find us. And we're really humbled by how it's growing. We hope to do this daily for you. Surveillance, single best idea.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.